So the question I have is, we saw yesterday a successful outing for a guy who really needed it in Mike Fultonevich. Now, the numbers don't look good for Mike Fultonevich. 0-3, 6.91 ERA for him in his five starts that he's made this year. And Fultonevich came into the year as our, you know, for lack of a better term, reigning all-star pitcher, a guy that probably, had he been healthy for opening day, would have been the opening day starter out there. So he's one of those guys, Emily, that this team is going to have to count on. He has to be able to do something. But the question I have is, we know how good Soroka's been. We know how good Max Fried is. Those two guys are your game one and two starters as a playoff team right now. Out of Kevin Gausman, Julio Teheran, Mike Fultonevich, who would you trust right now to be that number three starter?
All right, hear me out. I'm going Teheran because I understand he had a rough April. 5.35 ERA, not good, right? But look what he's done in May. Mm-hmm. He's turned it around. His last three starts, he's allowed 7 hits, 1 run. Had 5 shutout innings against the Cardinals. I'm going with him because I like to go with a guy, especially when you're in a playoff situation, you go with the guy who's hot.
Right.
You don't go for a guy like Fulte who, you know, he had a rough start to the season, right, when he had the elbow soreness. Yep. He's still working through things. So if we are starting the playoffs today, my third starter wouldn't be him. He's still trying to find his confidence in his fastball. He just doesn't seem to have it right now, even though he has made those small strides. But
so I agree with you.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I would tell you right now, Julio Teheran has been, these last few starts, better than I probably expected him to be because, you know, Julio Teheran is pretty simple. If he can keep the ball in the ballpark, then he can be effective. Now, one of the other things I like about Julio Teheran right now is 56 strikeouts and 55 and two-thirds. So he's just a tick over 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. Can't even talk right now. 9 strikeouts per 9 innings, which for him is actually a pretty good number. I think I'm with you because while it was nice what Fultonevich did yesterday, his velocity's been down. He wasn't good in his minor league starts down in Gwinnett. That's why he actually made an extra start down there. It hasn't been good up here. And I have concerns about whether or not that he's healthy. Now, not talking about yesterday. You know, yesterday was that crazy situation where he got dehydrated. He didn't, which this boggles my mind that he didn't organize his body correctly. He didn't eat before. It was really hot. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how you don't have yourself better organized with your routine, especially on your pitching day. I don't get that. Everybody knew it was going to be hot. You know what you're up. So I'm not real happy about that. That tells me some things too, that a professional athlete like that on his day pitching should have a better organizational control of his body. But I'm not convinced that he's completely healthy yet. And I've been saying, look, if he'd have got roughed up yesterday, I might have just shut him down. Like, yeah. Not minors, not like send him to Buford, put him on that Partridge Family bus that we transport back and forth, but literally shut him down and don't let him pitch for a while.
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, he did have an okay performance, right? So yeah, then we just continue going.
So
if he is injured,
start.
That's...
But I mean,
kind
that's
the problem.
But it's almost, you're right. It's almost kind of like right now, Mike Fultonevich is, well, we got to see it from start to start to start. And that's not what your all-star pitcher from last year is supposed to be.
And that's not going to be my game three playoff starter either.
Right.
And when I remember a couple weeks ago when Teheran was pitching, he was not doing well sometime in April, right?
No. Yep.
And we were looking at his home runs.
Yep.
Has he allowed when was the last time he's allowed a home run?
Oh, that's a good question. I know he's been a lot better.
Because I'm looking here, and I think when we were talking back a couple weeks ago, he was at 8, and he's still at 8 home runs this season. So I don't think he's allowed a home run.
He is not. When we last spoke on April, after his April 30th start, he had given up all 8 of his home runs. His last 3 outings, he's not given up a home run. He's pitched, what would that be, 17 innings and not allowed a homer. And that's where I say that's a lot of how you got to define Julio Teheran. If he can keep the ball in the ballpark, mm-hmm. he seems to have good success.